Emily Cavan. I'm calling from Plainfield, Massachusetts, listening to Midday Magazine on Monday, January 25th. And I was listening to Congressman Bill Owens' commentary, and he twice referred to Kamala Harris as Miss Harris. Miss Harris? Well, I mean, I was 6 years old in 1964 and was being taught Miss, Mrs., Mr. in first grade and thought at that time, gee, why does a woman have to advertise her marital status to the world? And a man can decide when he wants to share that information. So when Ms. rolled around in the 70s, I just thought that was a brilliant solution to the problem. If you identify as female, you can go by Ms. If you identify as male, you can go by Mr. End of story. Of course, if there's a non-binary way to do this, maybe that's where we need to go next. But I was surprised to hear him use that that term, Miss Harris. In the words of Randy Rainbow, girl, please.
This is Carol Glansberg from Ballston Spa, New York. In reference to one of the speakers this morning, anyone who thinks that Donald Trump is not interested in running, he may not care about the position, but he loves to campaign. He started campaigning the minute he was elected in 2016. So he will campaign, he will rally, they will continue to be super spreaders. He needs to be stopped from ever running for any political office ever again. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello, my name is Bernice Menes. I'm from West Fort Ann. And it's now been quite a few times that I've heard your Wednesday commentator, Griffin, who goes on and on and on. I would like you to do a reality check with his facts. He says he's for freedom. As far as I can see, with his accolades of Trump, who he sees as a visionary, he sings the same old song and as he accuses the Democrats, and it's the ones he never mentions what Trump has done to destroy democracy, his autocratic rule, his removal of regulations that protected our air and water, his terrible assignments for his cabinet who knew nothing, his firing of everyone who would ever contradict him. He calls this the call for small government and freedom. I call it the call for terrible autocratic rulers who do not listen to the people and do nothing to serve our community.
My name is Richard Johnson. I'm from Broad Auburn, New York. Today on Brian Griffin, who spoke on the administration change on limited government in response to President Biden rejoining the world partners in climate change and other problems, is just another Republican / conservative that is fine with big government when they are in power and giving taxpayer money to a few very wealthy people, and all of a sudden cry deficit spending when it's money spent to benefit those who are in need, and spending money that will lift and better the well-being of the country as a whole.
This is Lisa Turnella in Albany. The Wednesday, January 27 midday commentator is right that Washington did not change Trump. He was a crook before he went to Washington. He was a crook while there, and he's still a crook.